Reverend Heidi Peterson is the leader of the St. Barnabas United Church, the subject matter of this podcast. The 47-year-old Reverend is a pillar in her community and a light to her congregation. Many might be surprised to learn that the Right Honourable Minister has a penchant for pop culture.
My final question. What would your congregants be surprised to learn about you?
Okay, did you think, Candace?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh.
What do you think the people at the church will be surprised to know about Mom?
Love?
Listen to Candace's question here and help me answer.
Will they be shocked to see about me?
Candace's question is, what would the congregation be surprised about, to find out about me, to know about me?
Surprised?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like some secret thing, like some quirky habit, some strange thing that you do. Are you obsessive compulsive? I don't know.
No, I'm not.
So what we see in church on a Sunday is who you are.
Absolutely.
Because that's what you were brought up to.
Absolutely.
You are the same at home.
Absolutely. I play dominoes, whether there's church people or not. I dance, whether there's church people or not. I do. What would they be surprised at?
Sorry?
What would they be surprised to know? There's nothing, Candace. What will they be surprised to know, Ben? That I danced ballroom.
Yes.
Do you think they'll be surprised to know that?
Did you love...
I'm surprised to hear that.
I was formerly trained in ballroom.
What?
Yes. What would they be surprised to know? That I am a...
Did you like your quiet music?
That I love ballroom dancing. And I learned in Johannesburg the art of kwaito music, and I simply love it. Jazz lover of note.
So jazz.
Jazz.
Any particular artist, performer?
Al Jarreau, Michael Franks. I love jazz.
Okay.
Local jazz artist is the boy from Cape Town, Jonathan Butler.
Moment for you when you met God?
Confirmation camp. It was, I think it was in standard six at that time. Confirmation camp, Samke, where we were taken on a particular spiritual journey of make a decision on wanting to serve God. But you can't serve in a way that is superficial. It needs that commitment, and it's in that particular camp where I made the commitment to serve and to follow as best I can.
So you have a very close relationship with God. You've been walking with Him all your life.
Absolutely. Aiden, who is 13, our boy, calls it, "Mommy, you and your Jesus things." So it's that particular. It's so infiltrated in my fiber that whatever I do, there's an acknowledgement of the presence of the Spirit all about you, all about me, within and without. There's nothing that you do that's not in one way or the other interwoven with that particular sense of the Spirit of the living God.
How did you get the calling on your life to say that you wanted to become a minister? I mean, it is a particular calling.
My sister passed away, her name is Amanda, in the year, December of the year 1985. I was then very young, 1985. My sister died in a motor car accident on the 15th of December. And the significant things that have deposited beautiful but profound seeds within my life was the presence of the church. The presence of the ministerial family, the presence of the local diaconate, the presence of the people in the church that have rallied around us as a family in terms of bereavement care, in terms of grief care, in terms of pastoral care, were seeds that were deposited without me knowing that that was actually what they did. And I don't think that they really understood the significance of their presence in the mind of a young teenager.
But, I mean, you must have had a low point in your ministry and in your work in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Or a few. And is there one that you'd like to elaborate on or speak about? This is a reflection on.
In 1997, when I started out in El Dorado Park, there was a riot. It was a very violent riot, and they were protesting and burning off tires. And here I was, a young probationer. And as God willed it, at that particular moment, the Reverend Joey Niger, who taught me at primary school, was ministering in Westbury at the time. And I remember him calling me and saying to me, "Be careful whatever you do." Later that day, somebody of the Congregational Church, Sowester Church, had taken seriously and critically ill and was admitted to the Natal Spirit Hospital. And the clergy was asked to come because he was not, had taken a bad turn. And I got shot. Getting out of the car, trying to negotiate with the protesters to open the road that they had barricaded with burning tires to allow us, because I was now in the vehicle of one of the deacons with family, to get to the hospital in time to see this young man before he died. And in the process, I got shot with a rubber bullet. So the sadness for me was also a reality check. The dangers that comes with the work that we do. The anger of people do not ask your vocation. Are you a clergy? Are you a teacher? Are you a nurse? Are you a this? Are you a that? In the moment of anger, when they express the pain, they want a message conveyed. And whoever comes in their way gets taken out. But somebody recognized me in the crowd, the protesting crowd, and said, "Nema daisy nive juffrou van extension 3. Let a juffrou of deurgaan." And in that way we could go through. And at that time they also saw to my shoulder at the hospital. It was a low point because I then understood how the Apostle Paul talks about the struggles of being in ministry. But you've got to endure. The thorn in my flesh in that particular moment was to be the strength to a family that was looking for that within the context of the church, and also for help to get through the blaze and to know that in one way or the other we'll be safe coming back also. So that was a low point for me, because now your focus is no longer on the person that's dying. Your focus is now shifted to the padre that's been injured. And I said to them, We've got to just remember what it is that we've come for. But it's very difficult to do ministry in such through such volatility.
About your journey with St. Barnabas United, when did that start? And how would you... Are you happy? Are you at home now? Are you...
St. Barnabas called me in the year 2000. I was ordained on the 23rd of February the year 2000. I've been there for quite some time. I'm very much at home. I'm very much at home. It's been a fulfilling and teaching space. It's been a place of learning. I had a very, very good colleague minister, senior minister. He passed away, the Reverend Stephen Simpkins. I also had the privilege of working with the Reverend Dr. Des van der Water, who was also a ministerial colleague at the time. And he was also the General Secretary during my time of study and post-academic studies. So I had very good teachers. So it was a learning space. And an ability that has been given to me by the Church Council to come into my own. I've got gifts, they've got gifts, and to bring that together so that there's a space in which we all can be the best that God wants for us to be.
This podcast was written and produced by Spudcaster for baobulb.org. For more podcasts, visit our website at www.baobulb.org.